This is 99% Invisible. I'm Roman Mars. People who make horror movies know that if you want to scare someone, use scary music. And when we want to explore the design of music, we call Hrishikesh Hirway from the podcast Song Exploder.
So here are two fundamental ways to make something sound scary, according to evolutionary biologist Dan Blumstein. The first way is to use lots of screechy, irregular tones.
Well, the animals, when they're scared, are blowing a lot of air across their vocal cords, and the sounds of screams are something that is arousing and makes people feel negative.
It's biological. Your lizard brain hears Bernard Herrmann's knife-stabbing music in Psycho and says, "Something terrible is happening right now."
The second way sounds can make you feel uneasy is to go the other way. Make really low, grumbling sounds with lots of bass.
The lowest frequency a species can produce is a function of its body size. So low frequency probably should scare you. It might mean that something big is around.
Mix those both together and you're on your way to creating classic scary music for scary movies. But horror movies aren't just meant to be horrifying. They're also meant to be exciting and fun, so it's sometimes nice to have a driving beat. The music from the movie Halloween by composer John Carpenter will always creep me out, and also get me kind of excited.
In terms of horror movies, I certainly know that I respond to sound in horror movies in ways that are complex. You know, John Carpenter's soundtracks are, you know, a good example. You know, that's a very specific thing. It evokes dread.
David Slade is very good at evoking dread himself.
My name's David Slade. I directed the pilot for the first episode of Hannibal, and I'm an executive producer on the show, and I pretty much sound mix every episode.
I've been binging on the TV show Hannibal for the past couple weeks, and it really gets under your skin. It's the story of a serial killer named Hannibal Lecter, who you may know from Silence of the Lambs and Manhunter. The other main character is Will Graham, an FBI profiler who has a knack for getting inside the heads of serial killers to try to catch them. And inside Will Graham's head is exactly where the sound design of Hannibal is trying to place the viewer.
Will Graham visualizes things and he recognizes patterns. This is what he does. He reconstructs things in his head. It's a mental activity. Synapses firing. These are things that we want to make an audio analog of. So there's a lot of clicking sounds.
This is from the first episode of Hannibal. Composer Brian Reitzel wrote the score for Hannibal.
Our whole goal with horror really is to transport people into this other reality. But to do that, I find the most effective way to scare people is to throw sounds at them that are unfamiliar to them.
So Brian constructs new sounds that the audience can't place to create unease.
Almost all the sounds in Hannibal start out as an acoustic element from Brian Reitzel's workshop. Then the effort is made to strip it of identifying characteristics that would ground the sound in the real world.
I'm constantly trying to de-guitar a guitar or de-drum a drum.
That's Brian placing a wooden chopstick on a snare drum and pulling a violin bow across the chopstick. You could never tell by listening that a chopstick, bow, or a drum made this sound.
Brian doesn't just take regular instruments and make them weird. He also takes weird instruments and makes them weirder. I went around Brian's studio as he pulled out examples of the instruments he uses. For example, the sound of synapses firing inside Will Graham's head started out as a Newton's cradle.
But what I did is I used it to create these rhythms. Kind of synapse in your brain stuff.
Even the most innocuous instruments turn sinister in the hands of Brian Reitzel.
Mission accomplished, guys. Because I'm creeped the f*** out. 99% Invisible was produced this week by Hrishikesh Hirway, Avery Truffleman, Katie Mingle, Sam Greenspan, and me, Roman Mars. Radio edit by Ted Muldoon. We are a project of KALW and distributed by PRX. More at 99pi.org.